Good morning, 922.
Virginia's governor is proposing sweeping changes to the way the Commonwealth funds transportation projects.
Do not send me a budget that does not include new transportation funding, because we're out of excuses, and the time to act is now.
The governor wants Virginia to become the first state to eliminate the state tax on gasoline and instead increase the state sales tax for transportation. Joining us now live is Virginia Governor Bob McDonald. Governor, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks, Mike and Bruce. Appreciate having a chance to talk to your listeners who might be in traffic there in Northern Virginia.
No doubt they are. Sell us on why it makes sense to get rid of the gas taxes, which is, you know, one way of bringing in the revenue, and increase sales tax, which is another way to bring in the revenue.
Well, let's start with the premise that we have tried for a long time to get this problem fixed long term and hadn't been done. We do have a huge bond package out there now that's creating about $14 billion in projects, including things like the I-95 hot lanes and rail to Dulles and some other things that we're getting done for the citizens up there. But long term, we don't have the problem fixed, because we're draining about $500 million a year and by 2018 from transportation construction into maintenance. So we have to have a solution, because it's quality of life, it's jobs. So what I propose is a multifaceted plan that will do a couple things. It will change the gas tax to a sales tax. That'll give us about the lowest gas tax, the gas prices, I believe, on the East Coast. But more importantly, the gas tax is in long-term decline because of inflation, because of alternative fuel vehicles that don't use gas, because of CAFE standards with fuel efficiency going from about 10 miles a gallon in 86 to maybe 40 miles a gallon in 2020 or so. People aren't buying as much gas, and it's a volume-based tax. So going to a sales tax, it's a growth tax of 3, 4, 5% a year, converting it on essentially a revenue-neutral basis. It's not a tax increase, but will grow with economic activity. It's less regressive than the gas tax is. But there are other components, and that is a big use of general fund money. If transportation is a priority, we can use general fund. There's some nominal, some fairly small fee increases in the registration fee of $15 or so a year. And then we're using some new federal funds that we anticipate will be coming down when a new bill passes that allows us to collect the use tax in a little better way. So that's the plan. It's $845 million a year in year five. I think it's got a reasonable chance to pass, and I've actually targeted about $300 million in this plan for rail to Dulles to abate the tolls. If this passes, the tolls will be lower. If it doesn't, then they won't. So I hope our friends in Northern Virginia will help to get behind this. The Chamber of Commerce is supporting it, and a number of other business groups.
We've heard reaction from lawmakers pro and con, but how do you assess how it's going over as a whole with lawmakers?
Well, it's still early. I just proposed it on Tuesday, and it's got a lot of different ideas. I'm asked legislators think outside the box. There's a lot of Democrats that they're not interested in efficiency. They're just interested in raising taxes, and I don't hear a lot of support for that among the citizenry. So this is a different approach. It's a new approach. I hope people will think of it and look at the economic benefits of this, as well as the long-term transportation benefits. Quality of life in Northern Virginia will suffer if we do not improve our roads. I grew up there. I know what it's like in Fairfax County, and I'm hopeful that reasonable minds will not just react politically, but will look at this plan and find a way to help get this done.
Now, I know consumers are feeling paranoid when it comes to gas prices, so what's to keep the gas prices from, say, not falling the 17.5 cents that had been paid to taxes?
Yeah, that's a good question, and it's called the free market. This is the way things work, and that is, once that gas tax is not there, that 17.5 cents of elasticity that you've got in the price to be able to drop. And you know how competition works. One gas station will compete with another, and eventually the market will come down to a substantial price. Now, how much of that, how low it will go, I couldn't tell you. That's completely up to market forces. But anytime you have tax cuts, you generally have price cuts at the same time. So I anticipate over time that's what will happen.
This is going to make for an interesting couple of weeks in Richmond, a couple of months, really. Thanks, Governor. Good to talk to you.
Well, great to be on, and I want to do everything I can this last year of my term to help improve transportation and quality of life in Northern Virginia, and hope that people take a good look at this and help support it.
Good luck, Governor.
Thank you.